For over 15 years, folks, film and television personalities, Fortune 500 CEOs, and some of our country's most recognizable names have been crediting their fitness to Noelle Rocks, our special guest for today. I am so happy to have her on the show. She's going to tell us all about fitness and her DVDs and how to stay fit as you get older, because a lot of us can't really do the strenuous exercises that some of the younger generation does in their 20s. And Noelle is going to keep us looking beautiful. Welcome to the show, Noelle.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Oh, definitely. I was looking at your video, at your DVD actually, and it's real interesting how you get older adults to participate in fitness without the strenuous, like the technique that you would use for younger people, but it seems like you get just as much benefit from it. Can you explain that a little?
Absolutely. I mean, I've been in the fitness industry so long, and I've worked with a lot of adults over 40, and I saw a real need to provide what I call realistic, sustainable, and preventative exercise so that it becomes more ageless for people as they age. So if we look at the market out there, so many trainers are giving exercises that only an acrobat could do.
I know, and it's like Cirque du Soleil Pilates out there, you know.
Right, and I actually have a background as a gymnast, so I'm very well aware of the difference, you know, if you have a gymnastics background or if you're just looking to stay, you know, healthy and fit. And I really believe that the key to aging well is to move. That is the secret, movement. And I am a big advocate to help everyone say it's not too late to start exercising, but it's always too early to stop. So the key is to stay away from the uncomfortable, painful exercise, and do things that are more age appropriate.
So, for instance, the Pilates. Now, I take a Pilates class at my gym, and it's kind of geared like it's the broad sense. Mm-hmm. And some of the exercises are quite strenuous. How do you modify that? Do you use props if you're doing it with older people, or how does that work?
Well, you can always use props actually to make any exercise harder or easier. I actually, with my DVD, all of the Pilates exercises I chose are safe modifications to the most popular mat exercises. But I also chose exercises that get to the heart of the matter, the things that count most. So, you know, things that can strengthen your core without putting a lot of stress on your back or neck. A lot of the Pilates exercises can be done with your head down and putting a cervical pillow, mm-hmm. and just learning the proper technique so that you can actually improve your core strength without injuring your back.
And I know what you mean by that. I know some of the Pilates exercises, you have to lift your head up. It feels like, oh, sometimes I feel like my head's going to fall off, and you want to like put a pillow under there or something, and then you never know. Does that deter from the benefit of the exercise? But I guess it doesn't.
No, I mean, it depends on your level, but there's absolutely tons of benefit from doing exercises that are modified. It has to be, again, realistic and sustainable. Mm-hmm. If you try to do something that is too hard for you, you risk, you know, getting injured, and then you're out of the running, and then you get discouraged, and it's that vicious cycle. So I try to create programs that are doable and that are made for real people, that they can continue for the long run, because I believe in consistency over time is where you get the result.
You know, you bring up a good point with that, too, the consistency. I have been accused of exercising too much, and and sometimes I think I do. And how do you gauge that? I mean, I know, like, when I get exhausted, you know, maybe I'm going to the gym, I'm taking too many classes, but for somebody starting out, what would you tell them? You know, somebody wants to get in shape, maybe they haven't done it in a while. How do you even get started with something?
You just start is the first thing.
Yeah.
Baby steps. And start small. Make smaller goals. And really, you know, after a certain age, you know, myself in my 40s, listen to your body. If something hurts, stop exercising, you know.
Yeah.
And finding, again, the word here is preventative and sustainable exercises. And there's, you know, that's what I've tried to provide, because there is a lot out there that's intimidating or scary. So it's just, starting small, you know, even with my DVDs, even if you start with one exercise, you will get benefit from it because you're moving and life is movement.
And life is movement. I agree with that. I think if you just keep moving, just do something to keep your body going. Mm-hmm. And I like that philosophy. And I see I have I've looked over some of your DVDs here, and you have one that piqued my interest called Shedding Off the Years, Preventative Anti-Aging Fitness. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Absolutely. I look at anti-aging fitness as, again, all the kind of fitness to do to keep us offsetting the inevitable. We have to be ahead of gravity that's always beating us down.
Yeah.
So it's again, exercise that focus on the issues that really we need to be concerned with after the age of 40.
Increasing
Increasing bone density. Let's prevent and keep osteoporosis out of the picture. For so many women, that becomes an issue. And it is such a simple thing. We need weight-bearing exercise, low-impact weight-bearing exercise. So the bone density is big. Mm-hmm. And posture. If we think about, you know, over time what happens to our posture, we start getting rounded. Again, gravity is beating us down. So we have to find the ways to offset that. And a lot of that is with core strength and doing the movements that help improve our posture and help us stand taller. Also, I'm really big on working on balance because something that unfortunately starts to go away. And I'm big on working the balance for fall prevention, even at a young age. You know, I encourage men and women at younger ages to start taking the steps to keep themselves active for the long run. So, and also the last part is working on flexibility and range of motion. Mm-hmm. Not only is flexibility, again, what keeps you young, how you hold and move your body in space, but it's also great to reduce anxiety and stress because, as you know, stress can be really aging. Yeah. So I kind of incorporated all those little aspects of what I feel working with clients for so long ages them and put it into a routine.
And it's so much better than taking Xanax and drinking a bottle of wine every night.
Right. Well, you know, having parents in the wine country, you know, wine in moderation, I have to say, is good. But,
please, you're singing to the winery over here. Absolutely.
You know, I always say, you know, the core work is, you know, improving our core work is not only good for trying to get our waist skinnier, but to offset the Chardonnay belly.
Oh, so, I love it. I often said, you're so right. Joseph Pilates had a whole exercise regime named after him. And I always say, you know, if there was going to be one named after me, it would be called Chardonnay. That would be it.
Well, there you go. Shedding off years, there's a whole section, and there's no crunches. There's no painful things on your neck and back. It just gets right into your core. Mm-hmm. And it's great for working on those little the little extra padding we might get from our Chardonnay habits.
Oh, it's just endless, isn't it? Now, you know, there's something I want to ask you that's always been bugging me. Now, in my gym, I take Pilates classes, all right? But there's also the advanced Pilates where they actually use the machine, you know, the machine to do the Pilates. Mm-hmm. Why is it so expensive? Why is Pilates so expensive to join?
I think because, you know, I'm certified in three different schools, it's a really long, hard training to become mm-hmm. an instructor. There's a lot of like hundreds and hundreds of hours required into the training and so, you know, it comes out in the cost of working privately.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big advocate of trying to find, you know, more affordable ways to get the benefit of Pilates because the work is really genius. That's why for me, having worked with a lot of high-profile people, I would rather reach a larger scale. So a lot of my DVDs include all those little tweaks. And some of the best work in Pilates, you don't need all the big machines. That's, you know, the secret's out.
That's good to know.
The machines are there to kind of assist you. If you learn some of the secrets to connecting into your core, which Pilates is basically core work, mm-hmm. a lot of it can be done on a mat, even seated in a chair. It's just learning to connect in and up to your abdominals, and you can use a lot of portable, lightweight, inexpensive props to do the same thing.
That's great to know. So, and truly, in effect, your DVDs could circumvent a lot of this cost if people
Absolutely, because I created it for people to do anywhere, anytime at home,
mm-hmm.
you know, without the need to go into a gym or be intimidated or worry about what they're wearing or sharing sweaty equipment, you know, all those basic things.
Yes,
that's
sometimes,
you know, yeah.
Yeah, that just make you go, I don't think so. Uh-huh.
And for those of you who want to put on a snazzy outfit, you know, more power to you, but you know, you don't need to go to a gym to make it count. Again, I believe life is movement, and you can get movement throughout your day in simple, you know, in doable ways at home.
Yeah, I agree with you. And, you know, there's something I've always wanted to know, and I probably should have done the research, but I haven't. And since you're an expert, I'm going to ask you, who exactly was Joseph Pilates, and what was his whole thing? How did he make this exercise regime, and what's his philosophy behind it?
You know, he was so ahead of his time. Back in the day, he was in internment camps and during the war, and he came up with the mat work first.
So which war are you talking about?
World War II.
World War II, okay.
And he developed the exercises just done on a mat to keep himself healthy when the plague was going on.
Mm-hmm.
And then after he invented the mat work, because a lot of people think the mat work is the watered down, the new trendy thing. Actually, that's where it all started. So mm-hmm. to me, being an athlete, I really relate to the mat work and just understanding the basis of the movement is so simple. It's getting in and up to your core, having strong abdominals and, you know, helping your spine. But then he invented the machines. The first machine he invented was the reformer, mm-hmm. and that was by putting springs on hospital beds for injured soldiers.
No kidding, he did that exercise. Really?
Yeah, and he opened his first studio in New York City. But he was a big believer that all people should stay active and be active all the time. So as he invented the equipment, a lot of the equipment turns into furniture. So he believed people should be live and exercise as part of a lifestyle.
Oh, that's like when you get the treadmill or the bike, then you end up using it as like a coat hanger, right?
That's the unfortunate problem with a lot of exercise equipment. But like he had a piece called the Wunda chair, and you can do all these crazy exercises on it, and then it flips over and it's actually a chair.
That's a chair. How ingenious.
But a funny note, the magic circle, it's a prop like that you use to help connect into your abdominals. Was supposedly invented from the rings around a keg of a beer. So he was a macho man that liked his drinks.
I like a guy that exercises and drinks.
Right.
That's awesome.
You know, it's all about balance in a lifestyle, right?
We want to live well,
but to take care of ourselves.
Now, are you also on some sort of a nutritional regime? You must be. I'm looking at your pictures here. You look great. I mean, you must, are you a vegan, or do you subscribe to any kind of nutritional program, or is there anything you can tell our listeners that would help?
You know, I just like my exercise philosophy. I think simple, sustainable, over time is good. I don't like anything too extreme. I eat a lot of greens, color. I mean, I'm a big believer, you know, less white in your diet, more color.
Mm-hmm.
Try to eat a lot of organic vegetables. You know, I love going to farmers markets, getting things fresh from the earth. You know, just think, if you can get it from the earth rather than a can or anything processed, I mean, basic lean meats. I don't eat a lot of, processed fried foods, but I have to admit, I do love French fries. So.
Oh, me too. And kettle-cooked potato chips.
And Mexican food. Oh, my God. That's why I work out, you know, so I can once in a while have a little chips.
Right. But it's like everything in balance, I think. I think if you're too extreme with anything, just like with exercise, if you do too much, you'll exhaust yourself. Or if you eat too many bad foods, you'll become overweight.
Yeah. When I was really young in my 20s, when I was a new trainer, I learned a philosophy, the 80-20 principle. If you eat well, exercise, take care of yourself 80% of the time, you have that 20% to play with.
I like that.
Yeah, and life shouldn't be about suffering. I was an elite gymnast for many, many years, and it's all about suffering and getting weight in, and that's not realistic. I'm all about living life, not just living life long, but living life to the fullest, and that you have to have balance.
You are so absolutely right. What is your week like? How many times a week do you work out?
I try to do something active daily. As I'm getting older, my joints get a little more tired, so I am learning that, you know, you need to rest a little bit more.
Yeah.
But love, you know, for me, doing, like, walking, it's the best thing. It's especially, again, going back to bone density, it's weight-bearing. I'm a big believer in that. Just doing something active, breathing, getting my circulation going to feel more alive every day, it's really good for my stress. So, and I love Pilates is so gentle on the body, but effective that you can do it every day, a little bit here and there.
Well, what that you know what? I agree with everything you said. You are so right, particularly about the joints hurting as you get older. I've done that myself, and I felt my joints hurting, and I'm thinking, oh, I'm a wuss. I should keep going. But no, you should listen to your body.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. And now somebody, I told someone I was doing this interview. In fact, a few of my friends that are they're going to be listening to this, they asked me to ask you, and I'd like to know this too. What exactly would you say is the difference between, say, Pilates and yoga? Because I know a lot of the moves are similar. What would you say is the difference?
The first difference, because yoga is phenomenal. Yoga has a spiritual basis and part to it. It's, you know, very old, much older than Pilates. Pilates does not have a spiritual component to it. It's simply core training.
Mm-hmm.
And Joseph Pilates, again, was way ahead of his time, and he definitely drew upon the philosophies of yoga, so you might see positioning that looks similar to down dog or up,
right,
you know,
or shell a child pose.
Yeah, and it's not meant to at all replace or compete with yoga. If anything, they're very simpatico. The two movement styles are very complementing to one another.
Mm-hmm.
And Pilates was really designed to make you better at everything else, to make you better and more functional in your life. So the clients I work with in Pilates, many of them do yoga on their own, or and getting your core stronger through Pilates makes you better at yoga. Doing Pilates and getting your core stronger makes you better if you're a tennis player or you golf. So Pilates is not meant to compete. It's meant to just get you again connected into the abdominals, all the muscles that support the spine to help you stand taller, be more functional, and be better at every other aspect. Hopefully that makes sense.
Excellent. So before we wind up here, can you tell us, what's your latest DVD?
Shedding Off the Years is our newest one. We just finished that. And the coolest thing about that program was one of my clients, I dedicated that whole DVD to her. She's 50 years old. She's reinventing her life. She's a VP in finance turned interior designer. And I featured her in the DVD, and she's not a fitness model. You'll see her wobble, wince, make mistakes. But she's out there as a role model to say, you know, hey, look at me. I've made the effort. And to let other people know it's never too late, always too early to start. And the program we worked on since the beginning of the year, she's lost almost 60 pounds.
Wow.
You know, we did do walking on the side, but she is kind of my new poster girl because, again, she is 50. She looks amazing. She was like a size 14, and she's now like size 4, size 2. She's unbelievable.
That's incredible.
It's the message, again, you know, age is just a number. It's about that we have energy, that we're taking care of ourselves, and that we're alive, and that taking good care of yourself and your body is integral to sustain longevity. I'm just such a huge believer in it, and it's what keeps us young.
It sure is, and it's so great that you've geared a lot of these DVDs and your philosophy towards the baby boomers, which is fabulous because we all need this. And you're like a role model for us. So thank you so much, Noelle, for being on the show. Oh, you're just fabulous. Is there a website we can tell people about?
Absolutely. I would love to hear from everyone. I'm so passionate about this. My website is www.noellesperfectfitness.com.
That's www.noelles, that's N-O-E-L-L-E-S, perfectfitness.com. You can get all of Noelle Rox's fabulous DVDs on keeping fit and staying fit. And I'd like to thank you again, Noelle, for being on the show today.
Oh, thank you so much. And I want to remind everybody not to just live long, but live well, and always think of living agelessly.